This is Benjamin St. Jude, defensive back for the Washington Commanders.
Devin the dude here. Yo, check this out, man. You tune in to the Mitchell Hour, baby. Yeah, hosted by Julius. And much love, Devin.
Yeah, young mouth for the ladies. And I want y'all to tune in to this dope-ass podcast, man. Shout out Julius, man. But we gonna tune in to the Mitchell Hour, baby. Hottest podcast in the game, baby. They drop weekly. They discuss hip-hop, sports, current events, and politics, man. So if you looking for the groove in the news, man, go fuck with the Mitchell Hour, man. And tell them Yuck Mouth sent you, my nigga. Stay tuned in. Keep it logged in and stay mobbing. Julius, what up? Yada-da!
Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? We are back with another episode of The Mitchell Hour.
Welcome back to another episode of The Mitchell Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to be discussing fake love. Fake love. Let's be honest. We're all guilty. But this is where I feel like we can all get better. But this is what I want you guys to really think about. Sometimes with relationships, they fail because we look at people for who we want them to be rather than who they are. So my point is this, right? I've been through a lot over my 38 years of living with family, friends, and everything, right? But the reason that things don't bother me as much as they should, or people think they should, it's just because my mom and my grandmother taught me from an early age, people are going to disappoint you. Every relationship, no matter how long you've had that relationship, can easily turn into a relationship with conditions. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes your own, if you're a parent, sometimes your children's love is conditional. Sometimes a friend's relationship is conditional. Sometimes the love that you get from certain family members is off of conditions or the status that they have. Now, if you're not really feeling me, let me go a step farther. Have you ever went to a funeral and you saw a family member that you was cool with, or a family member that lives 10, 15 minutes away from you, and they say, hey, we can't let the next time we see each other be at a funeral. Exchange numbers. You might keep in contact with each other maybe a month or two after the funeral that you both attended. But then you stop. Then you see the same people at the next funeral. Right? And let's go even deeper. Let's go even deeper. Sometimes the people that show up to that funeral, they don't really even fuck with that person like that. Let's be honest. Be on the phone gossiping. Be on the phone talking bad about people. But you know what makes it real, real dangerous? Is when people hide behind religion and use God as to, oh, we're going to start this group and we're not going to talk about each other. We're going to pray for each other. That is nothing but a gossip site. And that's what makes certain families so dangerous, because there's not going to be any real healing, because nobody is man or woman enough to admit the wrongdoings. But let's be honest, certain people are enablers. Certain people are enablers. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes when you were a kid and you have these big family reunions and family gatherings, and you 11, 12, 13 years old, and you just couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to get to that big kid's table, to the adult table. And then once you get there, you realize that you would rather be back at the kids' table? Now, what I mean by enablers is this. Sometimes we let people just do and say whatever they want in family and friendships because of their status, because of the money that they have. But sometimes, most of the time, people that have a lot of money and a lot of status don't have any moral integrity. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like you let people get away with everything, right? And so you want to get from that kid table so much to be with the adults. So you might have a family member pass away and left you a big insurance policy. And you get that money and then you're going to jump over into the people that didn't even like you to begin with. Hey, let's go ahead and wish this nephew a happy birthday on Facebook. Let's wish this person a happy birthday on Facebook, or that person a happy birthday on Facebook. But then you're not going to say happy birthday to people that's 5, 10, 15 minutes away from you? Let's be honest, man. Fake love is the real thing. Fake love is very real. We're all guilty of it. Whether you would like to admit it or not, we're all guilty of this. I'm guilty of it as well. But the reason that I can talk about this is because I'm guilty of it, but I've made amends. I know when I'm wrong. Self-accountability. Let's be honest. You can't heal and you can't fix things until you admit that there is a problem. But admitting the problem is only the first stage. Admitting you have the problem is the first stage, but that is a stage where people halt. They stop. Once you admit you have the problem, the next thing that you got to do is fix it. But nobody wants to do that. We want to continue throwing shade at family members and friends on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Create little groups to act like it's for prayer. But all you do is hide behind a prayer with your gossip. So fake love, we're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. But like I said, once you start seeing people for who they really are and not who you want them to be, it makes the healing process a lot better, guys. You understand what I'm saying? I just want everybody to really think about it right now. Are you guilty of showing somebody love on Facebook that you know don't really fuck with you? Just because, oh, well, maybe if I say happy birthday, they will like my birthday shout out, or they will acknowledge me. But then you say happy birthday, special shout out to that person, and they give you a little like. And your birthday can be 24 hours later and they don't give a damn. They will go and give a whole big birthday shout out and on social media through text messages to people that they know don't even rock with them like that. I made a podcast about a year ago and I ruffled a lot of feathers, right? I asked a question. I said, what do churches, family gatherings, and the club all have in common? And some people were like fellowship, and you know, some people said some really interesting answers, right? But you know what I said? VIP sections. Now, I really want y'all guys to really think about that, right? Put the religion aside and your feelings that you probably mad right now because you know you're guilty of 98% of the shit that I'm saying right now. Put that all aside. Put your ego aside and really listen. Listen to what I'm telling you. Have you ever seen family, friends gathering and they're all posting pictures and you wasn't invited? Have you ever saw a friend or a family member walk out of a grocery store and then they invite you at the last minute because that guilt wouldn't let them just walk right past you? Have you ever sat in the church and you sitting up there and you've helped people, you've given scholarships to people, you've blessed the church with monetary gifts, but you got the person that's sitting up there next to the pastor, next to the bishop, next to the apostle, knowing they living foul, sleeping with about 3-4 different men or women in the church, but they only sitting up there because of status, fake love. Have you ever been in a situation where you've given everything that you can to a church? They saying, I need y'all to come up here. I need everybody. Saints, I need you guys. I really need you guys to march with $250. And you know that your car note is $220 or your light bill is $150 and you need that other money for your put something down on your light bill, or to buy some groceries. But you sacrifice and you walk there because that's the right thing to do. But then you look at the situation and your water's turned off or your electricity turned off and you go to that same church and they say, I can't help you. They acknowledged you because of what you were doing at the time. They acknowledged you because of conditional relationships. That's what I'm saying. Me and my mom, my wife, family, friends, we all sit down and we be having these conversations about this, right? And some people look at me like, this doesn't surprise you, Julius? Hell no. Because I see people for who they are. Not who I expect them to be. I see them for who they are. The quicker that we understand that, the quicker the healing process can begin. The quicker that you can just move on and love people from afar, or just totally void the relationship altogether. Because let's be honest, one of the other bullet points of fake love is people not realizing what they've done to you until you do it to them. And then they look at you, oh, you acting funny. Nah, nigga, I'm not acting funny. I just realized my worth. And this is everything that you've done to me. But you also got to understand those people are really dangerous when they won't let you talk. They say, why are you acting like this? Why are you doing that to me? And then you go and you try to have a conversation and you talk to them. And what do they say? They get real argumentative. It wasn't like that. Maybe that's the way you are. And you can give them bullet point after bullet point after bullet point. Pull up text messages. Tell them stories about what really happened. And then they don't want to listen. Self-accountability is very, 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 very difficult thing to deal with. And so is the truth. I've had people accuse me and say some very hurtful and really messed up things about me. But you know what? It doesn't bother me. I wish all those people the best. You know why? Because I'm me regardless. You can want to be like me all you want to. But the authenticity is never going to be there. You can go and treat your daughter and your son and like dog shit and want to go over to and be with somebody that don't even like you. You're a maid. People use you because of the status. You're willing to disregard your integrity and your morals to fit in with somebody. Fake love. Like I said, we're all guilty of this, whether you want to admit it or not. Whether you want to admit it or not, we're all guilty. Everybody. Mitchell Hour, we are out.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until then,
you know, God don't make mistakes, baby. All the raps and stuff that you wrote in school, all the paper that I used to buy and I thought you was doing your lessons, you was writing raps. God don't make mistakes. This is for you, baby. You come on back to me. Lord, please, give me my son back.